You're listening to SBS News.
As its rate of new COVID-19 infections continues to rise faster than in any other country, India appears to be on course to cross the milestone of 5 million cases within the next day. The country has recorded almost 84,000 new infections, bringing its tally to 4.93 million, while the death toll has passed the 80,000 mark. Over the border in Pakistan, schools have reopened for the first time since March, after a steady decline in COVID-19 infections and deaths. Prime Minister Imran Khan and education officials say all arrangements are in place to ensure that every child can go to school safely. But some Pakistanis aren't convinced.
Definitely, as parents, we are conscious over the COVID-19 pandemic. There are still precautions. The government is not announcing that the epidemic has ended. There is still news about a second wave of COVID-19. I think the government should delay the decision to reopen the schools.
Further restrictions are also being lifted in Hong Kong after the testing of nearly 2 million people in a program organised by the Chinese government identified just 42 new cases. The announcement that Hong Kong's bars, swimming pools and theme parks will be allowed to resume business from Friday comes days after the city reopened gyms and entertainment venues and increased the number of people allowed to gather in groups to 4. But Health Minister Sophia Chan has warned Hong Kongers to be especially vigilant during the current stage of the relaxation of rules.
I think I have also said earlier that we are not able to go back to the relaxation situation in June. So the relaxation is gradual, systematic, as well as we are continuing reviewing the entire situation.
While Sweden may have adopted an unorthodox coronavirus strategy, it's recorded its fewest daily infections in 6 months. The country's rolling 7-day average of new cases is now 108, its lowest level since the 13th of March. Elsewhere in Europe, cases continue to surge, with the Netherlands hitting a daily record of almost 1,400 new infections. A rise in cases has prompted Greek authorities to implement new restrictions in the Greater Athens area. For the next fortnight, nightclubs will remain closed, while the permitted capacity in cinemas and theatres will be reduced to 60%. Mask wearing is also being made mandatory in all enclosed spaces. In Britain, authorities have admitted the country's COVID-19 testing crisis could take weeks to resolve, as more than 1,300 new cases are recorded. Over the past week, many people have complained they were being sent to testing centres far from their homes, sometimes hundreds of miles away. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says while capacity is being expanded, the government is continuing to prioritise who can get tested first.
I do not shirk from decisions about prioritisation. They're not always comfortable, but they are important. The top priority is, and always has been, acute clinical care. The next priority is social care, where we're now sending over 100,000 tests a day.
But opposition leader Keir Starmer says it's not good enough.
We were promised a world-beating system. We don't need world-beating, we need effective. We challenged the government over the summer to prepare for the autumn and for the winter. And here we are, second week of September, 7 months into the pandemic, and we've still got a problem with testing.
The health systems in eastern Mediterranean countries are also cracking under pressure. The World Health Organization's director for the region, Dr. Ahmed Al-Mantari, has highlighted the need for everyone to take precautionary measures, saying social distancing and mask wearing are the first lines of defence against infection. He says Tunisia, Morocco, Iraq and the United Arab Emirates are all experiencing a very worrying rise in cases, following decisions to loosen restrictions.
It's no longer enough that testing be limited only to people who show up at hospitals or clinics and who have symptoms of the virus. The more people being tested, the more cases that will be discovered and quarantined accordingly, and will curb the spread of the pandemic.
Across the Atlantic, Canadian health authorities haven't ruled out implementing another full lockdown as it experiences a surge in infections. On Monday, the country recorded its highest daily rise since May, with more than 1,300 new cases, amid school reopenings and outbreaks linked to gatherings. While Canada's 10 provinces are responsible for introducing health restrictions, the federal government could use emergency laws to impose a lockdown if deemed necessary. Meanwhile, in the United States, the New York governor's office has released a public service announcement starring actor Paul Rudd to get more young people to wear face masks. In the spoof, the 51-year-old pretends to be a young adult, clothing and over-the-top slang included, in an effort to encourage young people to help prevent the transmission of COVID-19. But towards the end of the video, an exasperated Rudd breaks character.
My name is Paul, and I'm 6 feet tall almost, and I wear my mask, and it's all I ask that you wear your mask. Please wear your mask. Just wear a mask. Just wear a mask. It's easy. It's simple. Please. It's not hard. People are dying. Hundreds of thousands of people are dying, and it's preventable. It's preventable. Just wear a mask. I shouldn't have to make it fun. It's science. It's science.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.